Oh yeah, it's 6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, direct, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the turn of the century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. A programming note, next week is the 6th annual Perils of Darlene broadcast, as we do every time right around the Ides of July. And this time, we'll be featuring the ma'am, the myth, the legend, Darlene Lacey herself, where she talks up her two books released just last month, Necco, An Epic Candy Tale, and Necco, The Archive Collection, An Almost Lost History of the New England Confectionery Company. How was that? I did a read-through. Anyway, that'll be happening next week. And a whole bunch of candy and sugar-related tunes. Surely to put you into a coma. Anyway, why don't we get on with it? A bunch of new stuff. And I'll give you some backstory on all of it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Putting labels on things you don't understand.
Well, I understand this, all right. Queens Free Clinic, a place for the high school dropout, the teenage runaway, that will provide free food, free medical attention, free treatment for VD. VD. You know what that means, Edie?
VD. Now, wait, don't tell me. I know it's someone's initials.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining. Suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a storm. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me.
I'd like to take these records, if I may. I feel they would be of invaluable assistance to me in combating the evil in my school.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I've been trying. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You go to church. Can't afford to miss. If there's one reason
I'm looking for a kiss. When everyone's going to your house, they'll shoot up in your room. Most of them are beautiful, but so obsessed with gloom. I ain't gonna be here when they all get home. They're always looking at me, they won't leave me alone. I didn't come here looking for no sex. I know I've been howling on streets all night long, but just looking for a kiss. Just looking for a kiss.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Oh yeah, it's 6:16 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up tonight is the Native Steel Drum Band The Jungle Cha-Cha-Cha from the LP Steel Drums, came out in 1959 on Hi-Fi Records. Just heard the Shangri-Las and Give Him a Great Big Kiss, 1964 on Redbird. And before that, New York Dolls, who borrowed the intro for many bands, particularly New York bands, borrowed the intro, the musical intro to this song. New York Dolls Were Looking for a Kiss from the self-titled LP, came out in 1973 on Mercury. I saw this when I was probably a sophomore in high school. I looked at it, me and a friend looked at it, and we kind of giggled, these guys in drag, but I don't know, a couple of days later, I took my $4 or however much it was, $4.99 or whatever it was, and bought the album. And it was definitely a life changer. Well, New York Dolls, you heard Nelson from the soundtrack of Midnight Cowboy, 1969 on United Artists, channeling Fred Neil. Everybody's Talking. I love that song. Love that movie, too. Apparently, it was the only X-rated film to get nominated for an Oscar. Shows you how uptight everybody was back then. Then we kicked off the set with the Epics, a song, I meant to open up a show probably months ago at this point. The Epics, White Collar House. Maybe I did open, who knows, maybe I did open the show and just never took the sticker off. But anyway, White Collar House by the Epics, originally released on Dolphin in 1966. But I ain't gonna lie, I got it for compilation, Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 21. Ohio Part 2, came out in 1985 on AIP. Yes. And I rarely introduce it, but we do kick off each show with Ennio Morricone and the title track to A Fistful of Dollars from the A Fistful of Dollars original motion picture soundtrack released in this country on RCA Victor in 1967. Anyway, I'm going to be plugging it all night. Next week, associate producer, one of my associate producers, Darlene Lacey, will be on for an interview. Actually, it was recorded a few days ago. And she will be talking about the book and a little bit about the Candy Wrapper Museum, its genesis and how it led into the two books that she released last month, Necco, An Epic Candy Tale, and Necco, The Archive Collection, An Almost Lost History of the New England Confectionery Company. And I'll also talk about my role in this book as well. Because yes, as I say, I do have a dog in the fight. It is available at the world's largest online retailer. Check it out. It looks like a very good book. I haven't got my copies yet. But, I hope you buy it. And I hope you love it. Anyway, 6:19, let's get back in with These Are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Everybody's got I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ha 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 ha. played it for her, he'd play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
My methods unsound.
All the DJs across the nation thought we had a bad creation. They just thought we were acting smart.
Well, that's kind of funny because we're on all the charts.
Boom, cock a mow mow. Boom, cock a mow mow. Boom, cock a mow mow. I like cock a mow mow. You like cock a mow mow. What's your cock a mow mow? Boom, waka bole, doce, move a doce, bay. Avumo late, no se bole, tisi mi kitoe. Avula na se mo, kola tase, me keko e la pavuse. Poka kole, pata, kopala, kasa, sepo. Radio station started getting calls. They said our sound made their skin crawl. Oh, they did like the music, cause it made no sense.
But everybody wanted to hear it again. Yeah?
I like cock a mow mow. You like cock a mow mow. What's a cock a mow mow? Oh, waka bole tase, bole mama doe. Zuma kole tase, meke didi pose boe. Azuma dole tase, meke tuli pose molo tase. Puzo waka pala tase, mopa pala tase. Letters coming in from coast to coast. They said nini cock a nini was enough. We hope you like a brand new sound.
Better think twice before you put this one down.
I don't see any method at all.
Non è questo l'addio. Tu che mi dici in fretta ciao e te ne vai. Questo l'addio. Ora che invece sono freddo e tu lo sai, che piangerò per te. Non è questo l'addio. Fiori gialli nel vento, le tue parole non le so più. Pioggia l'addio. Ora che in me c'è solo freddo e tu lo sai che piangerò per te. Non è questo l'addio. Fiori gialli nel vento, le tue parole non le so più.
Oh yeah, it's 6:36 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station watching another radiologyinfo.org is reviewed by medical experts for accuracy and credibility. Be informed about your radiology exam. Visit www.radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo, one word, .org. This PSA was developed by the American College of Radiology and the Radiological Society of North America and the glow-in-the-dark friends here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, I'm explaining away the second set of the evening. Once again, backing me up, Native Steel Drum Band with Jungle Cha-Cha-Cha. You just heard Marissa Sanya and Noni Questo Ladio. This is Not Goodbye, track originally released on the Cetra label in Italy in 1967, but I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation Bellissima, more 1960 she pop from Italy. Came out in 2019 on Ace International in the UK. For that, the Dinks and Kaka Mau Mau from the compilation Big Itch Volume 3. Came out of Mr. Manicotti, unknown date, originally released on the Sully label, which puts them in Texas, somewhere in the Southwest, in 1966. For that, the Rolling Stones by request for Winthrop. How you doing, Richard? And their version, I Want to Be Your Man, channeling the Beatles, or actually was written for them by the Beatles. I got that off the singles collection, the London Years. And before that, went out to my associate producer, Joe Lacey, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Oppa, Zorba the Greek, from the Going Places LP. Came out in 1965 on A&M, and we kicked off the set, the second set of the evening, with The Larks and The Jerk, 1964 on Money. That's a Todd Farm find from this weekend. I lucked out pretty good. I got a song which will be coming up, try to get in this set. I don't know if there'll be two sets, a small set and a longer set. Taking us past the point of no return. It is 6:38 right now. Why don't we just get back into it? He's on the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
To the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piendez, on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Surfing East Coast, surfing. being. I'm just a mechanical robot voice. But when I want to rock out and blow a fuse, I listen to The Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's 6:46 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard Robert Knight and the original, the first hit, Everlasting Love, 1967 on the Rising Suns label. For that, the Dolphins were Surfing East Coast. 1966 on the Yorkshire label, and there's a story behind that. I was at a birthday party as a 9-year-old back in 1966, and they were playing records. They played this record, and I misheard the lyrics, all right? Yeah, I really misheard the lyrics. I thought it was Surfing an Egg Yolk. And this song would be an earworm from time to time, but I kept singing Surfing Egg Yolk. Even as a 50-year-old and a 60-year-old. till I found it this past weekend for a buck at Todd Farm. Imagine my surprise. And you know, I couldn't rightly ask my dealer friends, do you know what this song is, surfing in egg yolk? It'll look like I did when I heard the song this past Sunday. Anyway, The Dolphin, Surfing East Coast, 1966 on Yorkshire. And we kicked it off with Friday Brown channeling Sandy Posey and Born a Woman. Track originally released on Fontana in the UK in 1966, but I got off the compilation Live It Up. The Bayswater Beat Girls from 1964 to 68. I put 64 to 64. Mother of God. Came out in 2019 on Ace in the UK. This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. Next week, Darlene Lacey will be on to discuss the Candy Wrapper Museum, as well as her books released last month, Necco, An Epic Candy Tale, and Necco, The Archive Collection, An Almost Lost History of the New England Confectionery Company. So be sure to tune in for that. The actual interview will be starting off the second hour. And we'll have a whole lot of sugar-infused fun. Guaranteed to give you a coma by the end of the show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed.
We'll be right back. And now for something completely different.
Again, I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
She's not with